Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As was noted earlier, our sermon text is taken from Romans chapter 16. Now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ, in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm not sure where or when the tradition of an Advent calendar began. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about. An Advent calendar is a specially designed countdown to Christmas type of calendar, in which each day had a little door to open. Depending on the size and the depth of the calendar, each day it may have contained a simple Bible passage leading us onto Christmas, or in some cases, a small gift. The idea has, of course, been picked up by others. After all, what's the sense of having a fine, quiet tradition focusing on the real meaning of Christmas and the Christ child when, well, you can have Fisher-Price make an Advent calendar in which each day you get to add to Santa's workshop. Or maybe for a special friend, you can get him that Advent calendar that has a different bottle of wine behind each day. The original idea was to build excitement toward the day of our Savior's birth and the real meaning of waiting for his coming, which is a good place for us to look right now. For today, as we gather for worship, we're worshiping on the fourth Sunday of Advent, the last Sunday before Christmas. And just in our short time together, we want to focus our hearts on the heart and core of our preparation and celebration as we give glory to God for his gospel, a gospel treasure hidden for a long time, but revealed for all people to be saved. The words of the Apostle Paul, which we focus on right now, actually come at the end of one of the Apostle's most doctrine-filled writings. Writing to the Roman congregation, a group of people he had yet to meet, even though it was in his plans, Paul was inspired to lay out in a very direct fashion the basic truths of the gospel. He held nothing back as the Lord inspired him to tell of God's mercy and grace and how they were at work in the believers' lives. Sin was sin and was to be repented of and not defended or approved. Faith was to bring about a new life, and the old way of things was to be put away. Jesus was the light they were to follow. For 16 chapters, he told them of his faith, the gospel that he lived and shared, and the grace which was his to live. Romans is a powerful letter for Christian living and love, a powerful letter for us all to appreciate what we've had done for us. Why we get excited when the Advent calendar gets closer to Christmas. Then, as was Paul's custom, in his writing, he closed off his letter with a blessing or a doxology. This one's a little longer than others, but as, like the others, it provides a summary of the highlights of his letter. The doxology begins, "Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past." As we take this apart just a little bit at a time, let's appreciate all that's being shared. To establish you. This means to make firm, confident, to strengthen. For the Romans, the uncertainty of their time was not much different than ours today. They had the same worries, same concerns as we have today. They wanted stability. They wanted assurance about life and the things after this life. They wanted to be able to live lives confidently and not in panic or fear. They needed a God, not like their whole grouping of faults and weak gods with all their problems. They needed a God who was living and real, powerful and mighty, and who could meet their needs, just like us today. Science has become a god to many, but there's only one God. There is only one who can provide us with confidence and stability, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And to do that, Paul said, the one who establishes us and strengthens us. That one has opened to us what has been a mystery from long ago. Think for just a moment how long the people had waited for the coming of the Savior. Think how long their Advent calendar was. From the Garden of Eden, through the devastation of the Great Flood, through the generations of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 4 centuries in Egypt, 40 years wandering in the wilderness. Centuries as the nation of Israel, the people waited, kept informed and reminded by the prophets, but yet they waited. Until, as Paul shared, the secret, the mystery was revealed and made known. It was John the Baptist, as we've learned, who was the one who could have easily directed people to himself and say, I'm the Messiah, but prepared the way for Jesus. He said, look, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, the mystery, the secret was now revealed and was open. Picture, if you would, a beautifully wrapped gift with a broad, bright ribbon tying it shut. It's wrapped in such a way that you can't tell what it is. You know it's a gift, but you can't look at it like you, if you wrapped a football and say, well, it's a football. Finally, after all sorts of wondering, you get to open the gift and you see the most splendid, wonderful, perfect gift you could ever imagine. The very gift you dreamed of but never really expected to receive. Exactly, yes, exactly what you needed. You open the gift and see Jesus. All the passages from the Advent calendar now make perfect sense. The prophets have been preparing you all along. The confidence, stability, strength, and peace so desired is now ours. Can you sense the excitement in Paul as he writes this blessings to the Romans, to you and to me and to all people? How important, too, for us to understand the significance of that line, that this gift is for all people, not just a select few, not those lucky enough, those good enough, but for all. For sadly, I believe there's too much confusion today about the meaning of Christmas and how it means so many different things to different people and traditions. God had a purpose in mind, that all nations might believe and obey him. Can you imagine for just a moment if that happened? Can you reflect on Christmas in such a way for just an honest moment? For now, no doubt, you've heard any number of times people say, well, that's what Christmas is all about. And usually it involves doing something good for someone, being kind or giving or generous. They'll seek their little Christmas miracle, their Christmas gifts, their family gatherings, and their celebrations. They strive for peace, even in pandemic. And then we learn that when the time was just right, by God's standards, of course, God sent his son, his only son, the one whom he loved, the mystery kept hidden for long ago, born of a woman. Oh, remember the gospel lesson of today? The woman was Mary, born under law to redeem those under the law. That's us. That we might receive the adoption of sons. That is what Christmas is all about, folks. And that is why to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. With a world looking for the meaning of Christmas in all the wrong places, we could even turn to Dr. Seuss for the answer. So that one from the How the Grinch Stole Christmas, when he wrote, he puzzled and puzzled, till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. Maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, the thought, means a little bit more. And it does. So much more. That once again, as the calendar counts down to Christmas, we rejoice. For we hear the doxology of Paul to the Romans, who assures us, "Now to him who is able to establish, strengthen you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ, in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden long ages past, but now revealed and made known to the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith, to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen." May that joy be yours as we prepare for his coming with just the right gift. Amen. And now may the peace that comes to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ ever keep your hearts and minds in true faith till we stand with Jesus in glory everlasting. Amen.